This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And you may find yourself with a bad baseball team. And you may find yourself with Charlie Morton getting a start and you don't want him to pitch ever again. And you may... Oh, sorry, Rob.
No, go ahead. No. Have at it.
Just doing my talking.
Less talking I got to do.
I can't post this music in the background of this. So when they listen back on the podcast, they'll be like, what the hell is going on?
He's playing the talking heads.
Well, now you're going to make them even more curious because they're going to wonder what music he said.
We're playing the talking heads.
That's the name of this band?
That's how this song starts off.
Is this the Talking Heads' most popular song?
No, I don't think so.
What's their most popular song?
Probably Burning Down the House.
Burning Down the House.
Well, that's Talking Heads?
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
I told you, Psycho Killer?
I told you,
there's some bands, I know their songs, I just don't know the band.
So the Talking Heads, and Ed, maybe you'll agree with me on this, they were way before their time. Like, they were doing things that other people weren't doing that we see a lot of bands using today.
Like this right here.
Yeah. I mean, like, David Byrne was a weird, I mean, he's a local guy, right? But he would wear those big outfits
with the
Towson. Yeah. So, I mean, you'd have to look him up. He's a very interesting guy.
He's a really interesting guy. It's with the oversized suits at the time, if you remember. And they had a very different sound before. They did.
What movie was that song in?
That one?
Yeah. It was in a.
I mean, it's been in a bunch, but like The Road to Nowhere, you'd know that. Yeah. You know, the Billy. Big Mouth Bass or whatever.
Yeah.
Take Me to the River. That's their song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I do. I like them then.
They have a lot of hits.
I like them.
Yeah.
You know what else I like? I like two things.
You know what else has a lot of hits? The Twins tonight.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about last night. I'm talking tonight.
The Camden Yards was lacking two things, in my opinion. Two things. And it looks like they're going to remedy those things. One of the things that you experience, Ed, when you get around and you travel with them, do these road games, you start comparing your stadium to other stadiums. And even though I think Camden Yards is the best, there's some upgrades that I wanted to see at Camden Yards. And I remember being asked about this last year, and two things I said. I said, I think the audio system is outdated. They must be the same speakers that they had when they opened up in 92. And I thought the video board was outdated as well. This year, they put a temporary audio system in. They're going to build it up and make it permanent for next year. And it looks like they're going to upgrade the video board as well. I think that's what they need at Camden Yards, both those things.
Well, they definitely need that. The video board, the scoreboard is very tough to see, especially in day games. So they're going to remedy that. I mean, it'll add a lot because that, you know, adds to the experience because, you know, it's not just what's on the field, especially if you, but all of us kind of do it this way. Like, I could have seats behind home plate, like, you know, the good ones from the station that we used to get. I'll sit there for a couple innings, then I'll end up in the flag court, I'll end up in the bar, I'll just, you know, walk around, just around the stadium, view from different areas, just to, you know, enjoy the whole play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
If you go to these other stadiums, Jeremy, you see so many features on the video board that we can't put on ours because we don't have the technology to do so. I don't know this may be off topic, may not be off topic. They've done a lot of things since they partnered with T. Rowe Price.
Yeah. Yeah.
How much are they paying? they've done a lot of upgrades around that stadium since partnered with those people.
I mean, who knows? The one thing I want to say is, like, when this story came out of all the things the Orioles were getting dragged, it's like, oh, the baseball team's doing this. This stuff's planned ahead of time, guys. Like, the fact that it comes out and they're letting you know that they're doing all these, what if you want to call them, reinforcements or revamping the ballpark and doing all these different things, like, it.
Man, nobody want to hear it. I don't care whether they did it after the fact. It's their job to upgrade the stadium. It's the
timing of the news.
So because the team's not doing well, let's not upgrade the stadium.
No, it's not that. It's like, I don't want to hear about that now.
Well, you know, don't
not
listen.
Me. I'm not saying you.
I'm not saying you, but just don't listen. Because you can't get it right. You know, some people, those are the same people you can't get right. Mm-hmm. Those are the same people that if you would have asked them, what questions would you have asked Mike Elias, they would have wrote down the questions that we did ask, and then afterwards they said they were softball questions. Well, you said those are the same people who wanted new audio, wanted new video boards, but now that they announce it, they complain about you announcing. They just don't want to be happy.
The easiest question he was asked, he didn't even answer. It was about Justin Tucker. I love when people say this. Oh, yeah, mouthpiece for the team, and you guys threw softballs. We asked him, why is Charlie Morton still on this team? You asked him
if he was going to fire Hyde.
Yeah. We asked him about the
lefty, righty, righty.
Yeah, the prospects. You wouldn't trade them. What are teams asking for? I mean, we got into all the stuff you wanted to talk about. The one thing that we didn't ask him, which I just think is totally irrelevant that people keep bringing up, is Trevor Bauer. But I think it's almost like a slap in the face to ask him because he can't, like, there's nothing he can say about
it. That's dumb. Come on,
it's just dumb. That's just stupid. This is why I don't even give these people any credit. They take up no space in my head because they're stupid. They're stupid.
Come on, dude.
I mean, they wouldn't be happy with anything as asked. They don't know what they're talking about. And the fact is, the same people that send crappy texts to the text line to Joe Reed, and when they see you in public, they want to take a picture with you. So
I told you about the one guy that was like trashing me all over social media. Then I run into him at Buffalo Wild Wings, and he's my best friend.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking at him like, dude, he goes, I was afraid to come up to you because I didn't think. I said, look, I'm probably the most pleasant guy you'll ever come up to. I was nice to him. But I know you're a jackass. It's fine. Yeah. So come on.
I'm too petty for that.
No, but don't approach Rob.
Let's go to Edgewood, get Lou. What's up, Lou?
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you, man?
I can't believe you guys got to deal with stuff like that. I thought what we are right now is, isn't this social media? Just socializing with each other?
It's a cesspool because you don't have to show who you really are. You can hide. You can put up a fake picture, name yourself Oriole, Ravens guy, whatever, and then just talk your smack. And there's so many, you know, fake accounts out there. There's bots left and right. Most of the negative things that are spread politically, I mean, a lot of that stuff comes from these bots and just pushing the narrative to get these stories driven. And I think the same thing happens with fans. Like, you have people making up stuff. Oh, I heard this was going on. Who'd you hear it from? Cousin Tommy? What does he know?
Well, look, I called because it's not doom and gloom all too bad here in Baltimore. I looked at the standings yesterday. You know, we're really not out of it. And I know it's really hard to even hear that right now, but at May 7th, 8th, we're still in this, man. I really truly believe that. We can still pull it together somehow. As long as we can pull three pitchers out of this staff sometime around the All-Star break, three consistent pitchers, I think we can make a run. What do you guys think?
Well, I think that's a lot to ask. First of all, it's hard to get three healthy pitchers back from here who are going to be good. Second of all, they only scored one run last night. We'll give them nine. They've been shut out recently. It's just
five times this year?
It's not just the pitching.
Is that the first time they were shut out by a right-handed pitcher?
When?
Last night. Last night. You get what I'm saying. Yeah. You said five shutouts. Ignore me. I'm an idiot.
It's a situation where they find a way to lose.
Yeah.
Last night was the perfect storm because not only did they give up nine runs, they only scored one.
Yeah,
they scored a lot of runs, and they lost games where they didn't give up a lot of runs, they couldn't score.
Yeah, they're 23rd in runs scored in baseball, and at the second from the bottom in ERA.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not just one of it's both.
Well, as we're looking at the team, yeah, there's nothing really to hang your hat on. I mean, I guess you could talk about the bullpen being good again since Charlie Morton's not in there anymore. But
they haven't scored more than five runs in a game in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yuck.
3 weeks. I mean, you name it. Just not getting it done right now.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.